AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. House Speaker Mike Johnson's open debate on a controversial foreign aid package that would release billions of dollars in aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, spurred on by the Iranian attack against Israel this past weekend. Some conservatives in the House plan to vote no to force the addition of tighter border security for the U.S. This is South Carolina Congressman Ralph Norman.
The only linchpin leverage we have is funding for Ukraine. I feel for Ukraine. I feel for Israel, but I feel for the American people.
Today, the White House announced new sanctions on Iran. The European Union is considering the same. More from our Karen Chamas.
EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said G7 leaders had to make quick decisions to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia.
Otherwise, the electricity system of Ukraine will be destroyed.
The EU's top diplomat urged Israel to show restraint following an Iranian air assault on its territory.
They're trying to seat a jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. But instead, they've lost two people already sworn in. This New York resident, Mark DeMoro, says the screening process has been careful. He was dismissed.
If you could be impartial, if you couldn't, if you had bias and felt you couldn't be impartial, to raise your hand.
Mortgage rates are on the rise again, up over 7% on average. Home sales are slowing down. Dickie Betts has died at the age of 80. He was the legendary guitarist and co-founder of the Allman Brothers Band. Here's our Margie Zaraletta.
Betts and Duane Allman popularized the idea of double lead guitars in rock music. Betts wrote and sang lead on Ramblin' Man, the Allman Brothers' only top 10 hit. He told reporters in 2005 country stations would not play Ramblin' Man when it came out in 1973.
This is AP News. Researchers have new information on a giant snake the size of a school bus.
Researchers in India say fossils found in western Gujarat state reveal an ancient snake that stretched an estimated 36 to 50 feet. That's comparable to the biggest known snake that once lived in what's now Colombia at about 42 feet long. The newly discovered remains date to 47 million years ago. The snake could have weighed more than a ton, up to 2,200 pounds. The longest living snake today is Asia's reticulated python at 33 feet. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Biden administration's moving to allow conservation groups to lease government land for restoration. It's part of an effort to make conservation equal to other uses of public land, like drilling and livestock grazing. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.